Chief, he said slowly, looking me over, when you were full-sized, when you used to be, let's say, 6'7" or 6'8" and weighed 280 or so, were you strong enough to, say, lift something the size of that control panel in the tub room? I thought about that panel. It probably didn't weigh a lot more than oil drums I'd lifted in the Army. I told him I probably could have at one time. If you got that big again, could you still lift it? I told him I thought so. To hell with what you think. I want to know, can you promise to lift it if I get you as big as you used to be? You promise me that, and you not only get my special bodybuilding course for nothing, but you get yourself a 10-buck fishing trip free. He licked his lips and lay back. Get me good odds, too, I bet. He lay there chuckling over some thought of his own. When I asked him how he was going to get me big again, he shushed me with a finger to his lips. Man, we can't let a secret like this out. I didn't say I'd tell you how, did I? Whew, boy, blowing a man back up to full size is a secret you can't share with everybody. Be dangerous in the hands of an enemy. You won't even know it's happening most of the time yourself, but I give you my solemn word, you follow my training program, and here's what'll happen. He swung his legs out of bed and sat on the edge with his hands on his knees. The dim light coming in over his shoulder from the nurse's station caught the shine of his teeth and the one eye glinting down his nose at me. The rollicking auctioneer's voice spun softly through the dorm. There you'll be. It's the big Chief Bromden cutting down the boulevard. Men, women, and kids rocking back on their heels to peer at him. Well, 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 what giant's this here? Taking 10 feet at a step and ducking for telephone wires. Comes stomping through town, stops just long enough for virgins. The rest of you twitches might as well not even line up unless you got tits like muskmelons. Nice strong white legs long enough to lock around his mighty back. And a little cup of poozle warm and juicy and sweet as butter and honey. In the dark there he went on, spinning his tale about how it would be, with all the men scared and all the beautiful young girls panting after me. Then he said he was going out right this very minute and signed my name up as one of his fishing crew. He stood up, got the towel from his bedstand and wrapped it around his hips and put on his cap and stood over my bed. Oh, man, I tell you, you'll have women tripping you and beating you to the floor. Then all of a sudden his hand shot out and with a swing of his arm untied my sheet, cleared my bed covers and left me lying there naked. Look there, Chief. Oh, what I tell you, you grow to 1/2 foot already. Laughing, he walked down the row of beds to the hall.